The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
We're joined now by the athletics correspondent of the Irish Times, Ian O'Riordan. And Ian, the question I think Irish sports fans want answered: Rashidat Alekhi, has she been cheated out of a medal at the recent Olympic Games?
Certainly raises a lot of questions around that subject, Matt. Yeah, this story broke yesterday, came via World Athletics, their athletics integrity unit, to say that the Bahrain Athletics Association had been charged with various anti-doping violations going back to 8 months before the Paris Olympics, in breach of several anti-doping tests, essentially. So we don't know essentially what will come out of this, but certainly it raises a lot of questions around, number one, why Bahrain athletes were allowed to compete in Paris in the first place. This report was made known about 8 months back in December 2023. So they would have known of this before the Paris Olympics, and yet 10 of the athletes competed in Paris, one of which won the gold medal in the 3,000 meter steeplechase, and then we obviously know of El Nazir, who won the silver medal in the 400 meters, where Rashidat Alekhi finished fourth. So it raises a lot of questions. I don't know whether we'll get the answers to that or not sooner rather than later, but it just casts another huge cloud over that particular event.
Yeah, there's two things in particular that jump out for me for Nazir. One is that she'd already served a 2-year ban between 2021 and 2023 for anti-doping whereabouts violations. So just explain that maybe to listeners, why it is that if you're not there when you're supposed to be tested, that it gets treated the same as if you've actually failed to test.
Well, this is a very basic anti-doping requirement, whereby you have to make known to the testers where you're going to be at a particular hour of the day. And it's a standard procedure that happens to all athletes across the board. And she missed three tests, and one of which she gave a completely wrong address. That it was a made up address, so she was clearly trying to evade the testers. And then when they finally got her on the fourth count, they gave her a 2-year ban. She appealed this to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and they subsequently ruled that no, it was absolutely evident that she was trying to avoid the dope testing. So I suppose that's the first issue to deal with here. And look, Matt, I've been covering athletics for a long time, and I was there that night in Paris, and it's that horrible sinking feeling, not just that Rashida finishes fourth in a race. If you finish fourth in a race, it's bad enough thinking what might have been or what could have been. But when one of the athletes ahead of you, you've known has served time for a doping ban and is back in that same arena, which we now know that she should not have been there, that the Bahrain Athletics Federation were under serious investigations, and they have been subsequently banned from all World Athletics events, except for the Olympics, so they shouldn't have even been there.
So. Yeah, so and see, and that's the other thing, that they were still allowed to have 10 there, a maximum of 10, which implies almost that they were able to select doping cheats if they wanted. They could pick whatever 10 they wanted.
Yes, I don't know how they came to that number. And by the way, the Athletics Integrity Unit, which is run independently of World Athletics, and David Howman was involved. He was a former chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency. And I've got a lot of respect for David Howman. I think they do a very good job. And we see what they're doing in Kenya. We're seeing what they're doing in other countries. They are seriously cracking down on the cheats. This particular case surprises me. Why they didn't announce it before Paris? There's a lot of PR guff involved in this in terms of Bahrain are making significant strides to clean sports. It's very suspicious as to why it came out post-Paris and as to why they clearly came to some sort of agreement whereby we'll let you run 10 athletes in Paris, two of which won medals, as I say, the 3,000 meter steeplechase as well. And it's not so much Bahrain in terms of the athletes that they're producing, but like they're coming from other countries.
That's what I was just about to get to, Ian. They import athletes, and it's not like what Irish sport may have done under the granny rule. These people have no connections at Bahrain, do they?
No, Bahrain, it's a small island population. I think about 1.5 million people with no athletic tradition. And by the way, Matt, you trace the trail here, okay? You go back to the 2008 Olympics, and I was there in Beijing, and there was a runner called Rashid Ramzi. He was a former Moroccan runner. He won the gold medal for Bahrain in the 1500 metres in the Blue Ribbon event in 2008. A year later, lo and behold, he gets done for doping. So there's a serious, dare I say, trail of doping in that country. And it's not so much that they don't have athletes themselves, but they're clearly buying in athletes. Like, why would you run for Bahrain if it's for any other reason than for money? Like, there's no connections there. There's no family tradition. There's no religious tradition. It's just they were clearly bought up by these countries, and they're given a free rein to do what they do. Now, I do think it's a turning point. If there's any positive footnote to the story. I do think it's a turning point. And I mean, I think Bahrain has been found out now. And part of the deal was they committed something like $7 million to address the doping issue over the next 4 years. It might be a bit too late for Rashid Adeleke. And not just...
But sorry, I was just going to ask that, Ian. Is there any chance that this medal would be taken away from Ed Nasser and be given that the bronze medal then would be given to Rashid Adeleke, or is that passed? Because there was precedent, wasn't there? Rob Heffernan got his bronze medal, didn't he, subsequent to somebody being disqualified for doping?
I mean, unless she returns a positive test, that's not going to happen. I mean, there's no guilt by association here, even though the Association of Bahrain Athletics is clearly guilty. So I suppose the question of what's that space? I mean, we just don't know. By the way, they're both running again in the Diamond League meeting in Poland on Sunday. It's a rematch of the Olympic finals. Rashid is going to be there. Nasser is going to be there. The world champion from Dominican Republic, Paulino, is going to be there. So it's a rematch. She's still free to compete. And I suppose as long as she's still competing, there's always that hope that, not hope, but there's a chance that there may be a positive test down the line, when clearly Bahrain was in breach of, in World Athletics' own words, there was serious doping breaches here. So how they managed to get away with that up to that point is we will never know. But it's just it's not the same though. I mean, Rob Heffernan got his bronze medal from London in 2012. I think it was maybe a year or two later, and I don't think that moment will ever be the same again for Rashida. If the medal does come to her 6 months down the road, a year down the road, I don't think it'll ever be the same. And that's a sad part of the story, and we may never know. But I'll go back to that story about Rashid Ramzi. It was a year after he won the gold medal in Beijing when they finally caught up with him. So there's always that possibility, but certainly for now, that there's a huge asterisk beside that event in Paris, and whether Rashida was denied a bronze medal or not.
Ian O'Riordan, athletics correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.